This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
About to get into Cakes' entertainment page. After the EP is done, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Iron Maiden in Baltimore. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets. But right now, it is time for the entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB's buddy Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models, limited time only. More info at BMWofFairfax.com. All right, Al Valdez, this one is a... custom made for the Yes No Men, you know, our burgeoning side project that hasn't quite gotten off the ground. It's more...
We're looking for angel investors.
We are always looking for investors. Mission Impossible 8's budget is approaching $400 million. Mm. And the studio wants to promote the movie as the franchise's final installment. But Tom Cruise wants to keep it going.
He doesn't want to. He likes those checks.
He's only 62.
Yeah.
He's basically said, I've got 20 years to catch up with Harrison Ford, who's a legend.
I can't believe there's been almost, there's eight of them. This is the eighth one.
Eighth installment.
Wow. I think they're all good. I would keep it going.
I generally think they're good, but if it comes down to a pragmatic yes, no men deal, I might balk at a $400 million budget. Now, I understand you're going to recoup that, especially with international money, but that's a big bloated budget.
You know what we would tell the studio? Hurts your ROI.
Definitely hurts your return on investment, yes. The very technical business term you're using there, Valdez. I like it.
Yeah.
When's it set to come out?
I haven't read that far into the story. Couldn't tell. I don't know.
So is this...
First trailer's due in the coming weeks, but I don't have a release date.
So is this the part two of Dead Reckoning?
This is where I have to defer to Drab T-Shirt, who fancies himself a Mission Impossible expert. More expert than me.
I mean, more than Cakes. I just knew there was a part two.
Yeah, so I think this is the film after part two. So part two's already in the can, and they've filmed this one.
So this is the ninth one.
Ninth total, but okay. MI8, no, because there's an MI7 part one and part two.
Yeah, because they're calling it the untitled eighth mission.
Right.
It's coming out in May. Scheduled release in May.
I don't know why Cakes turns his nose up at those movies. I mean, it's just perfect summer blockbuster fun, what we all love going to the theater for.
Tend to agree. Here's my issue with them. I feel they're a little too long. I tend to get distracted about 2+ hours into it. Maybe just have a short attention span. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I can't quite keep up with the plot. Maybe I can't keep up with the entity, the new AI that they've trotted out as the villain in the latest installment.
Ving Rhames is in it.
Well,
is he
Ving Rhames
all?
And
is he in all of them?
No, he started in like MI4.
Can you imagine those dumb checks that he gets for each installment, and then the royalties?
Simon Pegg, former Junkies guest.
Simon Pegg also in the mix.
I'd much rather watch Simon these Pegg blockbuster movies than Roadhouse 2 or something like that.
Okay. Roadhouse, the remake, was especially bad. I wouldn't comp it to that.
I actually enjoyed it.
I was entertained only because it was free.
Right. I was kind of entertained just because it was so bad. It's like so bad it was kind of good movie.
It was over the top bad.
Yeah. It was over the top.
You're comping it to the original, the OG with Patrick Swayze, which is actually pretty good.
I'm curious because Drab is the Mission Impossible expert.
He is, yes. You've been dubbed
I would like to see, because there's 7 MIs out. I would like Drab to rank all of his Mission Impossibles.
You would?
Yeah, I'm interested in the list.
Okay.
There's no way you could remember the plot lines.
Yeah. You know what? He'll come up with that as soon as B-Rob comes up with his walk-up music.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem that stressed about picking a song. I know it probably keeps Jason up at night.
No,
Mission
Impossible. Mission Impossible 1 was about the knock list. Everyone remembers that.
I don't remember
where
that.
Where all the agents can be named that are out in the field. Come on, everyone knows that. Number two.
I know there was a Ghost Protocol at some point.
Yeah, there was a Ghost Protocol. Number two was where he had the motorcycle. I think that was a John Woo installment.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Number three was the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman, and they had Crimea, which was the virus
pour
that was going
to
kill everyone.
Hey, this is Valdez's bit. No, don't be impressed.
Is he looking at something?
He pretends like he's an expert or something and then gets half the information wrong. He did this about James Bond and got all the information wrong. It's his number one hit that he loves to do.
Good.
I'm an expert at this.
You know what? I was sold.
Rogue Nation was about how the MI got disbanded.
Okay.
All right. Ghost Protocol. That was the Burj Khalifa one.
Okay. That's the one where didn't Tom Cruise dive into like something underwater and swam around for about 4 minutes holding his breath the whole time?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You act like that's hard.
He's a Navy SEAL all of a sudden. Can hold his breath for 3.5 minutes. All right, so $400 million.
You didn't know it was a big MI stand.
I didn't know. Wasn't aware.
Played in Mission Impossible 3, Valdez? Who played Ethan Hunt's fiance? She was a nurse.
Ooh, keep it clean.
And she was
Penelope Cruz.
Michelle Monaghan.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's just a random. I mean, you got to go back to the drawing board.
He's flexing.
All I know is who played.
But he was right. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
The only thing I know is who played Ethan Hunt.
That's all you really need.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
And I don't really care.
I know you don't care that much.
But they're fun. Those movies are fun.
All right.
You and I
don't see eye to eye on that.
I would give a no, thumbs down, but then it's going to make $2 billion at the box office, and then I look stupid.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Sean Diddy Combs, do you care to know his birthday meal as he's behind bars, if you really care?
No.
Well, his lunch, I'm going to tell you anyway. Here was his lunch. He had pasta with marinara sauce, meatballs, and a garden salad. His birthday dinner options, and these are both terrible. Well, one is more terrible than the other. His dinner options are 1, chicken. 2, I would never order this in a trillion years, tofu fried rice with black beans and carrots. Which one would you order, Jason, of those two meals?
I mean,
chicken or tofu fried rice?
I guarantee the chicken sucked anyway. Probably was all terrible. Well, of course I'm not going to eat tofu.
Last month, Diddy's attorney disclosed that, quote, the food is probably the roughest part of his client's jail stint so far. Mm. So Diddy's going to be dining on some tofu fried rice and or chicken tonight. What are you eating tonight, Jason? Tonight is a Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday tonight, yeah.
Homemade tacos?
Homemade tacos, yes, but I like beans and rice from a certain Mexican restaurant in Ashburn, so I go pick up the beans and rice.
All right.
And I bring it back, and my wife actually makes the tacos.
Do you ever shake it up?
Because their beans and rice are better than my wife's beans and rice.
Yeah. Do you ever shake it up with the protein in the tacos, or is it always chicken?
No, I do. Yeah, we mix it up.
You ever do, like, fish tacos?
Of course. Do it all.
Shrimp
tonight,
tacos?
Tonight, probably... beef tacos.
Steak tacos?
No. Well, we don't do steak tacos.
Are the taco shells always...
Although last time we did, remember, I had the leftover steak.
That's correct. Are the taco shells always hard, or you mix it up with the soft taco?
Mix it up.
Okay, good. Like that.
Yep.
Variety's the spice life, Cakes.
Certainly is.
Are you doing Taco Tuesday? Household.
Taco Tuesday? What's...
Are you doing?
I'm not sure what we're doing for dinner tonight.
Oh, okay. You don't TBD. You don't do Taco Tuesdays?
No. I mean, I'm sure I've had a taco on a Tuesday, but it's not like a regular.
It's not a standard.
No, it's not.
It's not part of the menus. All right.
Sad news from the music world. Quincy Jones, the multi-talented music titan, whose vast legacy ranged from producing Michael Jackson's historic Thriller album to writing prize-winning film and TV scores, and he collabed with Frank Sinatra, Ray Charles, and hundreds of other recording artists, died at the age of what, Jason? Mm. How old was Quincy Jones when he passed?
I know the answer.
I saw it yesterday. He was in his 90s, wasn't he?
He was, yes.
93?
91. Died Sunday night
at his
home.
That's a good run.
That's a very good run.
Great run.
Died in the Bel Air section of L.A., surrounded by his family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he wrote all of it, but he was responsible for We Are the World.
Yes.
That's a pretty big one. Raised a lot of money for famine victims. Very nice.
Safe to say he knew everybody in the music industry. Yeah. Pretty much everybody.
Safe to say he was pretty plugged in the music biz. Yeah. So Quincy Jones passes at the age of 91. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck may be going through a divorce, but it sounds like things are amicable between the two. While promoting Small Things Like These, which he produced, Affleck also discussed another film, Unstoppable, that stars Don Cheadle, Bobby Cannavale, that's one of Jason's guys, and Jennifer Lopez. He said, Jennifer is spectacular. We believed in the right people, and Unstoppable is another example of that. Unstoppable tells the true story of wrestler Anthony Robles, who was born with one leg and went on to win a national title in 2011. So I guess things are still good, friends-wise, between Ben and J-Lo.
All the Small Things, good song.
It's a great song.
Yep. Unstoppable also is a movie that came out in 2010 with Denzel Washington and Chris Pine.
Ooh,
I feel like it was a train that wasn't stopping.
I think you're right. Yeah, Chris Pine tried to stop like a runaway train. Yes. I don't remember Denzel's role, what he did.
I think I saw that and I can't remember. Unstoppable.
Come on, give us the plot. Mm-hmm. Give us a plot synopsis, Jason.
That was the plot right there.
Chris Pine tried to stop a runaway train.
Yeah. The problem is Denzel's in two train movies, and they're kind of similar.
Hold on.
He wasn't in an Unstoppable?
No, he is.
Oh, okay.
Don't tell me he's in another train movie.
Yeah. With John Travolta.
Oh, Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Did not see that. That's a silly
pull.
That is a good pull.
That's a good pull. I think it was a remake, too.
It is.
Yeah, thank you. I know everything about The Taking of Pelham 123. Not really. Couldn't tell you one thing about it other than Travolta and Denzel Washington starred in it. This is sad news. James Vanderbeek says he has colorectal cancer. Mm. The Dawson's Creek alum told CNN in a statement Sunday that he's battling colorectal cancer. Quote, I've been privately dealing with this diagnosis and have been taking steps to resolve it with the support of my incredible family. He's 47 years old. He has 6 children with his wife.
Wow.
In the U.S., about 1 in 23 men and 1 in 25 women will be diagnosed with colorectal cancer in their lifetime. So go get those colonoscopies. Makes sense. It's easy to do.
I've had two.
Only had one at this point.
Just had it. Got
one looming.
Just had it earlier this year.
Got one looming in a couple years.
What's the number of kids that always amazes you when you meet somebody? Like, you have three, I have three.
I'd say
when I hear four, it's just one more than me. Yeah. When I hear four, I'm like, wow.
I think anything five or higher, I'm just like, that's a big number.
And there are a lot of families at St. Elizabeth's, which is where Isabella goes to school,
yeah,
St. E's, mm-hmm, that have four kids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very Catholic families.
Yeah.
Catholic.
Yeah. And a lot of them, there are four kids. Like, I have three, but they're spread out. I mean,
right,
it's easier to handle. A lot of them will have four kids in a span of six years.
Yeah, I was going to say every 2 years.
I don't know how you handle that. When your kids have activities everywhere, you're just
figuring out
carpools, I guess.
My mother was one of 11.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother
was having them basically every year. I mean, I don't know how she did it.
Hey, Jason.
She was giving birth and getting pregnant the next day. Yeah. What?
Grandma was getting after it.
She was what? She's getting after it? Yeah. Eleanor was getting after it.
Was she
Irish Catholic from New York?
Sorry, I don't mean
that. It's fine. She would laugh at it too.
Chris Martin from Coldplay apparently still so on tilt about you humming clocks in the van at the Nutcracker that he fell into a hole
trapdoor
on the stage while he was in a concert.
How was
in
there a hole on the stage?
I don't know. Like that seems How like did a not flaw. See it? Like seems like a big flaw to your stage the lead singer, the most important guy on the stage, falls into a big hole. But I guess he got.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Held up by like some of the security, we're like, "Oh, this mate's about to fall in a hole." That's the worst Australian accent of all time. But he's okay. He's going to survive. Don't worry about Chris Martin. He's good. All right, I told you to listen to the end of the segment, and you would have a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Iron Maiden. Now is your time. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to Iron Maiden, the Future Past World Tour, Tuesday, November 12th. At CFG Bank Arena, tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Caller 10 at 800-636-1067 wins.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.